it's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond, and I love to tell stories. The Lion and the Mouse is an old story, hundreds of years old. It's one of Aesop's fables, rearranged here at the Lily Pad by Marlene Werfel. A fable is a story that teaches a moral lesson, meaning the difference between right and wrong. Do you ever feel like your actions don't matter much because you are so small? Your actions do matter, whether you are big or small. What you do changes the world around you. This story is about someone mighty, a lion, and someone else mighty, a tiny little mouse. Listen and see if you can tell what the moral of this fable is. Once upon a time, there was a lion who was king of his domain. Everybody feared him because he was so large and so ferocious. When he ran across the savannah, his power and his speed were awesome enough to stop herds of antelope and zebras in their tracks. They would freeze at his splendid and terrible approach. His ears were sharp enough to hear a branch breaking miles away, and his eyes were keen enough to see birds trembling in bushes across vast grasslands. He could jump so swiftly and so high that when he leapt into a tall tree, it seemed that he disappeared in a blaze of light. His mane was fantastically broad, and it framed a handsome face with eyes as brilliantly golden as the sun itself. When he lay snoring under a shady bough in the hot afternoon, a pride of female lions sprawled out around him. The ground shook with the power of his sleepy snores. One day, a tiny little mouse saw the lion snoring in the shade with an uneaten feast laid about him. Other animals had brought the lion tribute and asked for his protection. They brought mounds of fresh meat, heaps of juicy fruit, and sheaves of rich grain. The lion wasn't hungry, though. In fact, he didn't at all like food that was laying out around him. He liked food that was running away from him. The little mouse watched him from behind a small stone, and she could see that he wouldn't miss a few nibbles of the grains he was sprawled out sleeping on. And she could tell that he was sleeping very deeply, and she knew that she was very quiet and so tiny, and that if she crept close and carefully towards the feast through the cover of clumps of grass, she could approach without waking him and the female lions dozing about him. The mouse crept ever so quietly, so stealthily towards the sleepy pride of lions, and sure enough, she reached those grains she had her eye on without making a sound, and she began to nibble away to her heart's content, congratulating herself on a clever plan. But luck was not in her favor because a mosquito. Who was much less clever than the mouse, landed on the sleeping lion's nose and began to sting him in the most sensitive part of his face. His reflexes were quick as light itself, and his paw lifted to smash the pest. When his mighty sleepy paw fell again, it was right upon the mouse, who, before she could think to stop herself, let out a squeak. The squeak woke the lion, and the lion hated to be woken from an afternoon sleep. Said the lion when he opened one eye and saw a mouse wriggling under his paw, still clinging to a single ear of his grain. The lion picked the terrified mouse up by her tail and dangled her in front of his huge jaws. Oh, please, 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 said the little mouse, don't eat me. I'm so sorry I invited myself over to feast on your wheat, and I'm so sorry I woke you from sleep, but spare me, please, great king, noble king, merciful king, and I promise one day to return the favor to you. The lion was surprised beyond belief to hear a little mouse promise to do him a favor, and he began to laugh at the mouse, and so did the other lions in his pride. "Should I release this tiny squeaking thing?" he asked. "She says she'll do a favor for me one day, and why wouldn't I, the richest, most powerful, most magnificent creature for as far as the eye can see, need a favor from a tiny, sneaking, scrawny mouse?" "Oh, yes, let her go," said his favorite lioness. "You're much too mighty to prey on such tiny creatures. You should be hunting powerful beasts that are worthy of your efforts." Well, the lion agreed, and he set the mouse down to scurry away. "Don't forget your promise now," joked the lion. But the mouse stopped to bow low down before him and to reassert her vow. "I promise, great king, noble king, merciful king, that one day I will return this favor of sparing my life to you." Well, days turned into moons, turned into seasons, turned into a full circle around the sun, and the mouse and the lion did not cross paths again. But something changed on the savannah. Some hunters began to take animals from the lion's domain, and he was outraged. He stalked the hunters, determined to punish them for their crimes of not recognizing him as king and ruler, owner of all. The hunters were experienced and used to lions, though, and they knew how to set a trap for him. Although he approached their camp noiselessly as a mouse, when he placed a paw down near that camp, his massive weight sprung a wide, strong net that fell down onto him. The more he struggled and thrashed and roared, the more entangled he became in the net. He couldn't eat, he couldn't drink, he couldn't move. All he could do was wait for the hunters to find him and kill him. Oh, the lion lamented his undignified end. His pride heard his lament, but they could not disentangle him from the hunter's net. The birds heard his lament, but they could not sing him free from the net. The antelope heard his lament, but they feared him too much to approach. The little mouse heard his lament, and she came as quickly as she could. She began to nibble on the strong ropes that bound the lion, and she nibbled and she nibbled and she nibbled until the lion was free. This time it was his turn to bow down low to the mighty mouse and to thank her for her mercy, for her strength, for her perseverance, and for her loyalty. When the hunters returned to their camp, all that was left of their trap were some twisted, frayed, broken ropes. What do you think the moral of the story is? You can tell me at talesfromthelilypad.com or visit my Facebook page. Lily is always happy to hear from listeners wherever you are in the world. Wishing you a happy new year from me, Lily, a frog.